Hi, everyone. Today is Tuesday, January 12th. Today, I'd like to provide you with an update on our incentive program. So joining me is Andrew Bonner, VP of Human Resources. Andrew, thanks again for joining me on the podcast. And to start, and I know our folks have been asking, let's talk about the status of our incentive program for 2020.
Thank you for having me join the podcast. To summarize the program, our incentive for the second half of 2020 that just completed had the following major components: safety. Quonset Point hourly employees, MDA, MTC, carpenters, and IBEW were all eligible for a safety bonus, as well as a population of salaried supervisors. The safety goals were achieved. The second were organizational goals. Each vice president identified several critical milestones or objectives that their organizations had to meet by the end of the year. To meet the incentive in this area, each group had to achieve two of the three of their stated goals. All key milestones were met. And finally, hours worked. As in the past, total hours worked determined eligibility for the bonus at all. To start with our number one priority, safety, congratulations to the organization for recording our best ever year on safety in 2020. Kevin, as you stated in your podcast last week, our goal is zero injuries, and last year we made great progress toward that goal. Further, the organizational goals established by each VP were met, with each organization achieving two of three or three of three goals. Regarding the incentive award, the maximum amount an employee will receive is $750, depending on the organization he or she works in and the number of hours he or she worked. In the podcast transcript, we'll include a link to a document that outlines the hours worked requirements. The award will come as a live check, as we've done in the past, and the checks are scheduled to go out the week of January 25th.
Thanks for the summary, Andrew. And it's important to point out that the goals reached for each organization, those two out of three that you talked about, that were set, and some of them actually more than that, was done in a year that was unlike any we've experienced. And we should really be proud of this performance. I know I am. Including the best ever safety performance our operations teams demonstrated. So we've identified already some goals for 2021 to support our increases in Virginia and Columbia class construction. But before we share those goals, which we're going to do in the coming weeks, we've actually already rolled them out to the directors and we'll be passing those along to everybody. We need to close out our individual 2020 performance goals and make sure that people are doing their annual evaluation. So, Andrew, let's talk about that and remind our listeners about what that means.
Salaried employees can now complete their 2020 self-reviews, and the deadline for completion is Friday, January 22nd. From there, supervisors will complete their reviews by February 17th, and the entire process will complete the individuals acknowledging their supervisors' reviews by the end of February on the 26th.
You know, it's important to reflect on what these annual evaluations are about, and it's important for each individual contributor within our organization to get meaningful feedback from their supervisors. And as far as the leadership team is concerned, even more important that we're providing a no-holds-barred, honest assessment of the performance of our folks. So I'm encouraged by the work that we did last year to streamline that process and make it more effective. And we should be demanding from our leaders across the organization that honest and candid feedback on our performance. So I need you to participate in that and make sure that you're listening for that feedback and then looking for those opportunities where you can improve your performance. So thanks, Andrew, for that rundown. In the coming weeks, the leadership team is going to be sharing the organization goals and objectives for 2021. They're already out there, and so this will be easy for us. We're starting from a position of strength because we completed those goals back in 2020, so we could hit the bricks running here in 2021. Our alignment and our consistent effort across the enterprise is the thing that's going to help us drive improvement. And as 2020 taught us, there's no way to predict what 2021 will bring. What we do know, and our 2020 results prove it, is that open communication, teamwork, mutual support, and treating each other with a customer service mindset are critical to our success. So that's all for now. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again soon.